Welcome back to Off the Field Podcast, episode 114, ladies and gentlemen.
We're back.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I know it's been a while. Mm-hmm. Art is in the house with me today. Everybody say welcome to Art. Leave a comment. Show the love. Bow, bow, bow. This feels like talking with an ex. Like, it's been a while since there's been a podcast episode. It was kind of left in the air, hanging. Obviously, I know all the behind-the-scenes information.
Yeah.
All my friends know all the behind-the-scenes information. And it's nothing too crazy. It's nothing too dramatic. And Cap, you know, stepped in as the second off-the-field host after Mobo. And we had a good run from January to July. I'm not saying it's over, but there came a time when some things were happening in the world. I'm not going to say happening in my life or anything. Like, it didn't happen specifically in our lives. It happened to a lot of people's lives around the world. And Cap told me, he's like, hey, like, I just got to not do the pod for a little bit.
Got to handle some business.
Got to handle some business. And, yeah, I haven't heard anything since. So I didn't really know what I was going to do with the podcast. I'm very focused on my main channel, Austin Kleshka. And, you know, Art was just like, hey, let's just run an episode for the hell of it.
I miss it, bro.
I know. You were one of the loyal listeners.
I miss it. I miss listening at work.
And Cap, for the first time in a while, is going to be a loyal listener because he doesn't even know this is going on. We were literally just at the USC game. He's like, let's just record an episode. And I was like, you know, I do miss doing it. And you, the bench warmers, missed you guys, you know, man. And how you doing? It's like I said, it feels like an awkward conversation with an ex. We haven't talked in like 2 months.
2 months, bro.
Yeah.
Because I remember July 4th was the last one.
Yeah.
And then the next week, I was like,
Where's
the pod?
Yeah.
Where's the pod?
Yeah.
And I was like, things happen. I was like, all right, the next week.
Yeah.
Next week came up. Nothing. I was like, maybe next week.
Yeah.
Nothing. And I miss it. Mm-hmm. I miss listening to the pod.
And a big reason I like the podcast is I just get to talk, give my full opinions, and share my thoughts on life and subjects and adventures and
events,
yeah,
things going on,
and get people that listen, hopefully. I mean, that's the goal. We always want you guys listening and tuning in, subscribing, liking the video, all that good stuff. And normally I would say, oh, you know, we post every week at 7 a.m. on Fridays. I don't know. This is just like a nice, fun, like, hey, we're still here. like, we didn't forget about you guys episode kind of thing.
Kind of like an appetizer.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I still don't know the future. Mm. I'm not going to lie and say I sat down in this chair to film this episode and say I know where we're going to go forward with this. I don't, but I miss it. So why not? Let's shoot some shit. Let's talk about life, I guess, since the last podcast, which July 4th. So I think there's definitely been a few things that have happened since then.
Cool stuff going on in your life.
Yeah, and you've been traveling as well. You've been to
I've been to a couple countries.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple countries.
We went to Money in the Bank. That was your first ever.
That was my first ever wrestling event.
Yeah.
It was super cool.
I told you. I said WWE events. The entertainment aspect is the best thing I've ever seen in person.
That's what I tell people. Because they'll be like, you're still into wrestling? I was like, bro, if you just go from a entertainment standpoint,
yeah,
you can feel the energy. You feel the pop.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the energy.
Yeah. And even just talking about wrestling in that way, people, they're like, oh, you watch that stuff? Dog, we know it's predetermined, first of all. We know that. We're not naive. Like, we don't go into it like, oh my God, no way that just happened. We know there's plans and we know there's scripts, I guess.
A storyline.
Like, it's a movie. It's a play. Spider-Man is not going to save your ass in New York. You go watch those movies, don't you? Don't you? Well, guess what? At least these wrestlers, they are real. And they will walk around cities. They will be in front of your face. They are something that exists.
Have you not seen Spider-Man fly around?
I don't see Spider-Man flying around New York.
Me neither.
Do you see Iron Man flying around New York?
Never seen Thanos either.
Did Thanos actually snap half the universe? No. Those are more fake than wrestling. So, yeah, I don't get the people who provide that argument. It is one of the dumbest arguments because we have the easiest comeback. It's like, you like those movies, don't you? Well, guess what? They're way less real. But
Yeah, I think I've gone back into wrestling like the last year.
Yeah.
Year and a half.
Yeah, it happens. They're on a hot streak. Although they're about to hit a movement that I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay tuned because they're switching their PLEs.
To Nest, to ESPN, right?
Yeah, from Peacock to ESPN. From $8 a month to $30 a month. And then a part of me was like, oh, well, I have ESPN on my cable channel. Does that mean it'll be on ESPN?
No. ESPN Plus.
So stupid. Stupid. I hate it.
Peacock was cool.
Peacock was great. Dude, I think it was even less, like $5 a month, $8 a month, something like that.
Does that mean Raw is going on ESPN?
No, Raw is still on Netflix. Okay. At this point, I just wish everything would go on Netflix. That's how it is for the international audiences. They get Raw, SmackDown, NXT, pay-per-views. Like, dog, let's move to Canada.
They all put everything together. I could pay a little bit more.
Yeah. Cool, hey, let's just move to, I don't know, Mexico.
Yeah. I got a place in Colombia.
I think it's that too, Colombia. I think it's literally just anywhere out of the U.S. They get everything on Netflix. Not fair.
We need to get on that movement.
I know. This country's going super downhill anyways. Not like it's super thrilling to be a part of everything that's going on in our damn country right now. But, hey, Money in the Bank. Awesome. Naomi winning. I wanted Roxanne or Stephanie back here. And Naomi pulled it off. She cashed in.
I wanted Rhea.
Rhea would have been cool, too. And then ended up cashing in that Money in the Bank. Won her World Heavyweight Championship. And now she's Prager's.
Yeah. A little new Bloodline member. Couple months.
The Bloodline continues, as Naomi said. Seth Rollins. He won his
Burn it down.
Crazy cash in at SummerSlam, which was also just crazy in general. I mean, Brock Lesnar returning. Never saw that coming.
I was super hyped when Seth threw the crutches.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He played it off great. And that whole run he's been on with the Vision and everything, it's been fantastic. And wrestling is hot as it could ever be. I mean, the venues keep getting bigger. The prices keep getting higher.
It's expensive.
Yeah, I hope to be at Survivor Series.
I want to be at Survivor Series.
Yeah, there's a Raw coming to Anaheim. I'm skipping that Raw. I would rather use that money that I would spend at this random Raw on Survivor Series. I just think, one, it's going to be John Cena's last big PLE because the next one is Saturday Night's Main Event, which I'm like, it doesn't have the same like aura is Survivor Series. Plus, it's still War Games, so it has the double ring and the double cage and everything.
Oh, damn.
And it's in Petco Park. So I'm very curious to see how they're going to turn Petco Park into Survivor Series. That's going to be amazing. So you're thinking of going, too?
I'm thinking of going. Yeah. Like, I'm going to wait the week off to get my ticket.
I think so, too. I did bring it up to Shannon, which is Ringifo's assistant that I'm friends with. You probably know him from the Kleshka vlogs. And I was like, I would have bought these right away if he would have been, he's down to go, but if he would have been down in that moment with him and his kids, $280 for the risers.
Ooh.
And I was like, dude, I see $280 risers right now. He's like, give me 2 weeks and I'll let you know. They're not $280 anymore, bro.
They went up?
Yeah. So now I think I'm going to do what you said. I think I'm just going to wait till the week of because I'm either going to be paying the prices I see now, no matter what, or get down to that last week, still pay that price, or hopefully some good risers show up again.
Get a good deal?
Yeah.
I got a good deal for my Money in the Bank
today. You did. You got a better deal than we did. Mm-hmm. And how many days before did you buy it?
On Wednesday.
And it was a Saturday pay-per-view? Yeah. Yep. And I'm sorry if I say pay-per-view. I know there's literal asses out there. It's PLEs now.
Bro, it's pay-per-view.
I grew up with pay-per-view, okay?
It's pay-per-view.
But, yeah. I hope to be there, and if I am correct, because I do remember watching Clash in Paris, and they showed most PLE wins in WWE history, John Cena was at 98 before his match.
Would that be 100?
He won at Clash, so that was 99, and but WrestlePalooza, the one.
Bro, that's a made-up one, bro.
It really is made up. They just introduced it, so if he wins at that, that would be 100.
That would be pretty cool.
I hope it's Survivor Series, but
it's Cena's your goat, right?
Oh, he's my goat.
I always mess with shorts that he's not the goat. He's
forever and always. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most world titles all time. Great on the mic.
Why don't you think they gave him the record of, like, the one that Roman Reigns has, like, the 1,316?
I don't know. It definitely wasn't going to get done, because that's a four-year run to do it 1,316
I think
days.
I was there for the last 2 years.
You were, yeah. So, I mean, just a four-year run is wild, and there's no way he was going to do that. But the longest he ever did was, like, a year, probably. He's my GOAT, though. I mean, what is more important? More world titles or a long world title?
I'm going to tell you what I tell Shorts, just because I like pissing him off. I was like, bro, 1,316 days.
Yeah.
Cena didn't do it.
I mean, hey, you add up all Cena's title runs? Yeah. They definitely add up over 1,000.
That's what he told me. That's what he told me, but I was just to be a bad friend, I was just like, nope.
A bad. Yeah, you really like messing with Shortsy.
Yeah, we have a weird friendship.
I think everyone has a weird friendship with Shortsy. I think that's being friends with Shortsy.
Yeah, because it'll be like, we'll talk trash to each other like that, and then be like, hey, you want to do something on Friday? I was like, all right.
Yeah, I know. We love him. Good friend. And I know he's listening because he's also a podcast listener. The loyal ones that tuned in every week, like when it was me and Mobo, you, Cap, Shortsy, like guarantee every week. Cisco, I think, too, for the most part. But... yeah, here's another example. My softball specials that I do. I typically wasn't inviting Shortsy recently because, one, look, if I've offered you the invite since the beginning of the year and you've come once or zero times, last month or the month before, I kind of was like, all right, like I've given you plenty of months to make one. I'm not going to waste my time reaching out. So that was one case with him. And then he also, just the reasons he doesn't go, I was like, oh, well, you got Sunday's your reset day, right? And then what was the other? Oh, and he just says he needs his days off now. So I'm like, you're going to tell me no. And then he showed up at our most recent one, and I was like, oh, well, hey.
What the hell?
You know what he told me when he got out the car?
Why are you here?
You know what he told me? He goes, so are you going to send me an invite? And I was like,
bro, you...
And I said, well, you don't come, and all your reasons are, oh, I need this whole day to reset me. And I'm like, yeah, the entire day, 8 in the morning?
I've worked a lot this week, so yeah.
I can understand that, but like when it's every single month.
When you know the answer, I don't expect the question.
Exactly, exactly. Like, I know what the answer is like, going to be 90% of the time.
Like, some of my friends know not to ask me to go eat sushi because they know I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah,
and I don't feel offended.
I would never ask Art to go eat sushi.
So, like, if you guys go eat sushi, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, where's my invite? Because it's going to be no.
Yeah, college football's back.
Hey, we were just there.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a conversation I know Art's going to have to say. USC, baby.
We're back.
That's our school. We ride with USC.
Fight on.
Ride on Traveler. Into the battlefield, and oh my God, we killed Missouri State.
73-13.
That's what we're supposed to do.
To those teams.
Yeah. Who are we playing next week?
Georgia Southern.
We're beating them.
Again, by like plus 50.
Yeah.
We should.
Okay. At the Coliseum?
As there.
Okay. Love that. So, what do you predict for USC this season? Do we get to playoffs?
No.
No.
I think we'll be top 20. Okay. Not top 25. I think we'll be top 20.
So you do think we get in the rankings?
Yeah, we get in the rankings. Yeah.
Okay.
But, man, we're still not like at the Ohio State level, Michigan level, Penn State.
Yeah, those are the big ballers.
We're on the rise.
Okay.
We're on the rise. We got an Oos at quarterback.
Yeah, what do you think of Maiava? You believe in him?
He's young.
Yeah, freshman this year?
No, sophomore.
Sophomore? Okay.
Yeah, but...
so he'll have another year playing quarterback.
Is there?
Okay.
Mobile, throw.
Yeah, that was the thing I would say in the game we went to. They did kill them. He only played the first half because we killed him so bad. But he's a running quarterback. He didn't really pass much in general, I felt like.
295 passing yards.
Damn, okay, never mind.
It just didn't seem like it.
They were running so much and they were killing him so much. It didn't seem like it because each drive would only be like four plays because it'd be like, run, short pass, long touchdown.
But yeah, I think we're gonna be good. I think we're gonna surprise some people.
But next year we're supposed to be like way better, right?
Oh yeah, next year's the
big year.
The big year.
Because how many guys like that we got? Like there are 5-star recruits that are supposed to be coming.
Oh, we got number one recruiting class for next year.
Oh hell yeah! So it's gonna be good.
And we already got a little preview of our next quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three touchdowns.
Husan Longstreet. He came in for the second half because we were killing Missouri State so bad. that kid's a mobile quarterback.
Yeah.
Me and you were sitting there like, let him sling it, bro. Like,
let it fly.
And but he still got it done, dude. So 3 touchdowns. 19.
What were you doing at 19, bro?
I was just starting Dodger films.
I was at East LA College.
Yeah, I was halfway through college as well and just starting Dodger films. And I always remember that's when I started Dodger films because we went to Canada like pretty early on. And I was able to drink in Canada, but there were rules that I couldn't drink in Canada. Mm-hmm. But in my own head, I've been able to drink for so long that I always think I've been able to drink the whole time I've been in Dodger films. That was not the case. The first 2 years, I was not able to drink in Dodger films.
Drink responsibly.
Yes. Do not drink and drive. Okay? Off the Field Podcast is giving you good advice. We do not offer any ill will over here. But, yeah, USC, I got into it pretty much the year before Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I think was the first year you really were like, hey, let's go to games. And then
we've been going to... Ever since.
Yeah, and then Caleb Williams came in, and man, those were some good days.
Won a Heisman.
Won a Heisman with us. Yes, he did. And now I think that future is going to be even better. I love that we have a guy named Thanos. What, he's a defensive end?
Defensive end.
Yeah. Dude.
Defensive end.
And
Jakeem Stewart.
Yeah, he'll end up playing maybe next week, if
he
not.
Should, yeah, he was a game-time decision.
Yeah, so that's going to be awesome. Hope he kills it. And I've been on a few trips since our last podcast.
What's been your favorite?
So we've done Tennessee. That was the Speedway Classic.
How was that?
That was awesome. Besides the... Dude. Okay, first of all, the flight delays were insane. We flew from here to Charlotte, North Carolina. And that plane just kept getting delayed and delayed. We were supposed to leave at like 10:30. We ended up leaving at like 1 a.m.
Whoa.
Yeah. And the plane was there. Like, we were at our gate, and we could see the plane. I'm like, why? It's here. And they're like, oh, mechanical issues and stuff like that. Finally leave at 1 a.m. We land in Asheville, North Carolina, because we didn't stay exactly where the game was. We stayed in a middle point because we had family an hour 30 minutes this way, and then the game was an hour 30 minutes the other way. So we're like, let's stay in the middle. But we ended up going that first day, and the rain would not stop. It was the most annoying thing.
Dude, that would have been stopped over here, like, before the game even started.
Yeah, and I, not everyone, in fact, I feel like I'm in the minority. I don't leave games, no matter what. Like, I will go through the conditions. I will go the length of a game. Like the 73-13 USC game, we were there.
A lot of people left.
Yeah, a lot. And we were there 30 minutes before the first whistle, and we didn't leave till that clock hit 0 seconds. I just love being in those environments. I love sports games, so I don't want to leave. And I've told people, like, if I go to a baseball game with you, if you're trying to leave, hey, you're going to catch an Uber.
Yep.
Unless you wait.
I know when I go with you to a baseball game, I stay there the whole time.
Yeah.
But there's other times where I go with like other friends.
Yeah.
Like
I know you've gone with your dad. Yeah.
I'll leave like bottom of eighth.
Yeah. But I don't know, me personally. So like I was roughing the conditions in that Tennessee weather. Luckily, we bought ponchos. Thank God.
Hey, that saved you, huh?
Dude, for looking just like a thin little thing of plastic, they do the job. It's pretty. Have you ever worn one?
No, never have to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we don't really need them here in California. But I got lucky, too, because, dude, the merch line was stupid. So stupid.
Did you want to get something specific?
Oh, I did get stuff.
Okay.
Because, and I don't pull this card a lot, I pulled the YouTuber card.
Hey, let's go.
And I just stood at the second loop, which was like a 10-minute wait compared to the back end of the line, which probably would have been like an hour 20-minute wait. Just hoping, like, let one kid recognize me. Please, bro. Please.
Cut in line?
Yeah. And I was like, dude, don't let me be that guy. Like, I don't usually do this. The only times I've done it, I'll be honest.
At that concert.
Yeah. Yeah. We've said it on the podcast before. We're transparent with you guys. We're honest on the podcast. We went to a Kid Laroi concert, me and Little Kirsch. And the line was stupid once again. And it was first come, first serve, standing seating. And we just kind of walked the front of the line area. And Kid Matt, who's in the softball games, recognized us. and was like, yo, and they're like, hey, can we pretend to be your friend? And he's like, yeah, man. So that was the first time we ever did that. And I was like, hey, like, if I can do it, why not?
I mean, would you rather be like 20 minute wait or like
an hour? Over an hour.
Yeah.
So yeah, then we came out for the Tennessee game and I was about to give up because I had been there for like 20 minutes waiting. And then my mom called me and she's like, did you get the stuff? And I'm like, nah, I don't know. I'm standing here hoping somebody goes, Spidey. And then as I said that, literally a fan goes, hey, Spidey. And I'm like, oh, got to go. And I hung up. And then I was like, what's up? Can I get a picture? I'm like, yeah, sure. So we take a picture. And then I go, hey, real quick, this might sound a little odd. Can I pretend to be your cousin? And she went, yeah, just let me come on. Hey. I said, oh, nice to see you. And then I like shook the dad's hand. He's like, what's going on here?
Whatever works.
I was like, oh, she watches my YouTube videos. And I asked if I could pretend to be the cousin because that line is very stupid. And they were like, yeah. And I don't feel horrible when I do this because I'm just one guy. Like, I'm not letting in like a whole group. Like, me being one person is not going to affect the other 300 behind me.
Were they white?
The family? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You fit in, bro.
Yeah. And then, yeah, got my stuff. I got the checkered hat that I wanted really bad. I also got the Braves Flame one. I ended up just getting both. And that's where we got the ponchos.
Okay.
So, did all that. And, yeah, then we went in and the rain would not let up. It would not stop. And my dad gave up. My dad went back to the car. And he was...
There's only so much you could take, bro. Like, every person individually, like,
yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah. And if the game did start, it only went through one inning. But we told him, we said, oh, they're starting it. And he was willing to just sit in the car the whole time. And I was like, I feel so bad. And then it started pouring again. And then I literally saw a puddle forming. Next to Ellie De La Cruz.
Oh.
I'm like, dude, they cannot play in this.
Just call it.
We kept saying that. We're like, they got to call it. And they eventually did. And I was like, okay, damn. We were there for three more days. So I'm like, they got to make it tomorrow. And I was looking at the weather schedule. And it was really only sunny around 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. So I was like, they got to do it afternoon. And that's exactly what they did. And it happened. It went on. I'm very glad it did. And the game itself... It was aight. The only homers were Eli White.
He hit two, right?
He hit two. And I'm very thankful for Eli White because if he didn't hit those homers, we would have never known what the home run celebrations were going to be. When guys did homer, though, fireworks shot out all around the top, and then they had the home run Corvette go around the racetrack. So that was badass.
McQueen.
And then we just kind of spent the rest of our time exploring Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina.
You went to a couple colleges,
right? I went to Clemson. I went to University of Tennessee. And hey, if your door's open, I'm going to walk in. That's my only rule. If the door's open, if it's unlocked, what's stopping me?
It doesn't say not to go in.
Yeah, no sign that says no trespassing. So we went there. And the baseball field at Clemson, I got like full access, dude. I went on the field. I went to home plate. I went in the dugout. Like, there was no stopping me. And then the football field, which Clemson football field, that's one with history.
Hey, I still want to go to one of those like southern
states. SEC games. So do I. I think Fireball does too. He brought it up to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a good little group that wants to do one of those trips. And we pull up there. The first thing I did was go look at Howard's Rock, if you're familiar.
Clemson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up all the information about it. I was like, so it's just a rock from Death Valley?
That they moved?
That's it. That's literally it. You know, it used to be a doorstop. And I was like, really?
Mm.
Okay. And then they have the hill they all run down at Clemson. And I found that gate. I was like, dude, that's the hill right there. They pull up the bus. They all get out and they all sprint down that hill.
They put a cool song.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
But I've seen it plenty of times. I just can't come up with what's on it.
Yeah. There. And then we went to the other side. Because they have, like, the Clemson Paw logo, like, in the street. Mm-hmm. So it looks like a tiger walked through there. But there's one big one that takes up the entire street. So I wanted a picture of that one. My mom was like, there's a gate open right there. I was like, oh. And you know those big fields, Clemson, LSU, Alabama. Obviously, they don't want people on those fields when they're not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
So I see it, and there's a food truck delivering food for an event either that day or a future event. And I'm like, dude, they're right next to the gate. Like, I can't just walk by them. They're going to say something. So I was like, well, here's another rule I play by. You don't know if you don't ask. So then I went up to the guy and I said, hey, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to try to lie to you. I'm from California. I like seeing stadiums. And do you think it'd be cool if I go in and check it out really quick? You can watch me. I just want to take a picture, a video, like, of the field, and I'll be out. And he goes, you could, but I'll lose my job. And I'm like, I get it, man. And then I go back to the other side of the street because my parents were U-turning the car. And it's raining. It's, like, drizzling. And I'm on my phone just kind of waiting. And then he sees me, like, maybe looking kind of disappointed or sad that I couldn't do it. And then he goes, hey, bro.
Oh.
You got a nonprofit that you wanted to get in here, right? And I was like, yep. Yes, I do. So then he's like, let me show you where you could put your stand. And I was like, oh, yeah, I would love to check it out. So then he walked me in. And he was like, I think right here would probably be a good spot. And it was like literally a view of Death Valley. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, because it's a good view. A lot of people would walk by right here, like playing the role. And then he's like, do you want to send a photo back to your boys at the office so they have an idea of what it would look like? I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I take a photo.
Hey, shout out to him, man.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, this is the fan in me. Like, I know we got one for the office, but like, can you just take one of me? And then he's like, yeah, I got you. And he took one of me. And then we left, and two other guys that we did not know that were working there are walking across us. And he goes, oh, hey, guys, he's thinking about having a nonprofit in here. We'd love to have him in here. And they're like, oh, yeah, hope your business comes to Clemson. And we're like,
that's dope.
Yeah, and then he walked me out. We never broke character, mm-hmm. and I never saw him again.
That's a good person, right?
He there. Is a good person, good people in this world. Exactly. So got those photos at Clemson. That was awesome. Tennessee. Did I check out the football field? I don't remember if I did. Yes, I did. But I did not find a way in. All the gates were closed. We only kind of looked at one corner. And, yeah, great trip, fun trip. Love those trips. That's what I tend to do when I'm in an area where there's no, like, key landmark or key thing to do. I'm like, well, what sports teams around here? They got a stadium. Let's go see it. That's what me and my mom have gone to TCU when we were in Texas because we didn't know what else to do. And I'm sure there's other ones that I can't think of right now, but I love looking at them. I love, especially
you went to Gonzaga.
I did go to Gonzaga. That's right. I forgot about that one. And well, that's another trip, which we'll now talk about. It went up to Washington, Tri-Cities, to throw out my first pitch.
Hey, how was that?
That was good.
Nervous?
It was a very fun experience. Honestly,
little buddy,
I was fine all the way until I got on the field mm-hmm. when they were like, okay. First pitch people come with us, and then we, you know, walk through the concourse, we walk down, and then as soon as I got on the field, I started to feel my heart beat a little faster. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm feeling it now.
A little high blood pressure going on.
My stomach started to feel a little weird. I was like, oh, dude, if this is how I'm feeling on a minor league field, oh, man, Texas, I need to figure this out. So we go out, and it was me and, like, three kids that were thrown out of first pitch, and then my mom was like, hey, we don't have to record theirs. Mm-hmm. The video would just know. See, transparent. You listen to the podcast, you listen to things that I would never say anywhere else. So on my video, it's going to appear that I was the only one that threw a first pitch. I did throw the first pitch.
Yeah.
They threw it after me. But, yeah, we walk out, and then I got up there, and I said, I'm throwing from the mound. I was like, if I'm doing this, I'm doing it right.
Yeah, you got to do it right.
I'm not doing it from the front of the mound. I'm not doing it like halfway between. No, I'm going on the rubber. And threw it right down the pipe, but it was high. So
you still got it.
Yeah. It would have been like shoulder length on a batter. And I said, I loved it. Good pitch. I'm okay with it. I'm satisfied. And then everyone else, like the guy that hooked me up, Andy's brother-in-law, Eric the Peanut Guy, on-field host for the Tri-City Dust Devils, he's like, dude, that's a strike in a first pitch. And I was like, yeah, you know what? A first pitch strike zone is like a little bigger than like a typical strike zone. Like as long as you get a decent throw off, it's good enough. And I said the same thing. Tony said the same thing. And yeah, they treated me really well. He gave us discounts at the team store.
What's their mascot?
A dust devil, like a little tornado.
Oh,
like, okay. Like, you know, when like wind blows really hard in the desert and you see those little like,
yeah,
he looks like that.
Okay.
And his name's Dusty. Dusty the dust devil.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And so we got to meet him. He let us tour the stadium before anybody. Mm-hmm. So we were there like 3 hours before, and it was just me, Eric, the peanut guy, me, and my family. Just got to check it out by ourselves.
I remember I saw the vlog when you guys were recording, and then all of a sudden the guy that was working there pulled up the screen.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. And we're like, oh, hey. Mm-hmm. And the players knew us. They knew Dodger Films.
Oh.
We had a few. Not all of them. But, you know, minor leagues, they're a lot more lenient. They don't care as much as major leagues. Not in the sense of, like, they don't care about their job. They all do a good job. But they're not hard asses, you know. Like, they don't enforce, like, super laws on the fans. Mm-hmm. And, like, oh, like, how dare you do this? Don't even try to do that. Like, they like to have fun. So, like, we walk in and there's two players just signing and taking photos at a table, like, as soon as you walk in.
Nice.
Like, probably 30 minutes before game time. And I'm like, don't you guys need to be
warming up or something?
Yeah. Stretching? And so I go talk to them for the vlog. And then one of them, I just say, like, hey, I'm throwing out the first pitch for you guys tonight. And he's like, oh, nice, nice, cool. And I said, yeah, and I'm throwing out one in Texas in 2 weeks. And he's like, oh, so this is practice? And I was like, hey. It's the first one I've ever done, okay? I'm honored. And then he's like, oh, what are you recording? I'm like, oh, I do YouTube. And then right next to their table, Andy's brother-in-law, Eric, has his own bobblehead. And nice. So we're checking out the bobblehead, and as I'm looking at it, Angelo, his name's Angelo Smith, goes, hey, do you play in a channel, and is your name Spidey? And my red glove says Spidey on it, so I just put it on the table in front of him. He's like, dude, no way. And I was like, oh.
Live in the fresh, Spidey.
Yeah. So he knew me. Then when we were waiting to go to the first pitch on the field, Isaiah Jackson, outfielder for the Dust Devils, runs by. And then he goes, yo, are you Spidey?
Like, I watch you as a kid.
And I was like, dude, hell yeah. So like that Neto effect is happening, bro. Like the age of our fans that watched us.
At the beginning are now.
Now.
18, 19.
Yeah. Yeah, they're at that age where. They could be doing something cool with their life now, and if they are, they might know us. So, got two guys down in the Angel system who know the videos. Zach Neto knows the videos. I know a few other guys that I've seen at BBG over the years that are now in the minors that know Dodger Films and everything. So, that's crazy. Hope they all make it to the major league level, and I hope they all succeed.
Maybe some other ones going like in the football, basketball areas.
You never know. Yeah, you never know. We don't have as much access in football and basketball world, but I'm sure there's definitely somebody out there that watched Dodger Films growing up.
That is crazy.
And it's the most surreal thing. Like, and the ones that always, like, not bug me, but I'm like, oh, man, say something, bro, is like when there are those people that, like, you know, are in a higher up world. And, like, for example, Miguel Cabrera's nephew knows us. He watches Dodger Films. Mm-hmm. I learned that at the All-Star game. Juan Soto's little brother watches Dodger Films. And I'm like, say something, bro. Like if I was at that level, I'd be like, and say I'm not the person, like, for example, they're a little brother and a cousin. But I would tell Juan Soto, Miguel Cabrera, hey, I watch those guys. I really want to. And then once they know, it's a snap of the fingers. It's nothing.
Just imagine us getting Juan Soto to play with us.
That'd be so crazy.
That's like one of my top two favorite players.
Getting a Major League Baseball player to play with us would be insane. And I think it's around the corner, I do. Like, Shannon says there's a world where Luis Rengifo could be possible. Mm-hmm. He even said Neto could be possible.
I just want to see one ball just get destroyed.
Yeah, and Neto said he would come out. Mm-hmm. He said, in a clutch of luck, he said, I would love to come out and play if you guys still play. I was like, yeah, man.
Off-season.
Yeah, that'd be great. Shannon was saying during season for Rengifo, I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, bro.
And he's like, one of their off days. And I was like, dog, what?
We're not playing on a Thursday, bro.
Hey, we played on a Wednesday for the Costco guys.
Yeah.
If it's a special occasion, we can make it work. And that's another thing we'll talk about, but I'll wrap up Tri-Cities and everything that happened in Eastern Washington. Yeah, so the first pitch went great, and if you are listening and you live in the Dallas area, I'm throwing out another first pitch on the big stage for the Texas Rangers. So,
please. Are you nervous for that?
I don't know.
Well, I could only imagine.
Outside of the atmosphere, no. But, like, as soon as I got on that field, I was like, oh, it's happening.
Because you're going to see mountain, then you're going to see levels of people in front of you.
Yeah, not a minor league stadium.
No. So, I'll be there.
Yeah, Art will be there. Mario will be there. My parents will be there. Taco will be there.
Hey, shout out to Taco. Taco's got to take us to, like, a barbecue place.
He should. I completely agree.
Some good brisket, pulled pork.
Oh, wait a minute. I lied to you. I said I do not know a place in Texas with good barbecue. I lied. I do know a place. Torrey Hunter's place.
Hey.
Yeah. Torrey Hunter has a barbecue place out there in Texas, and it is good.
I'm there.
So, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. I have some friends who we met in Japan who live in Dallas that are also going to be there.
I forgot.
Yeah. She also said she's going to make signs. So
she's going?
Yeah. Yeah, they're both going. So I can't wait to see that. Hopefully, I'm going to text her, like, we'll probably meet up before and be like, hey, sit somewhere where I can see the signs. I think that'll help, honestly, because if I am focused on, like, one person that I actually know instead of a whole levels of random people, then I think that'll, like, calm me down a little bit. So
I think you'll be good, bro. Like, you're a baseball guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to throw the ball like 50 cents.
Yeah, Tony keeps telling me, he's like, just don't spike it. He's like, if you're going to throw a bad, you can overthrow it, but don't spike it. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm not going to do either. I'm going to throw it down the middle. I'm going to throw a strike. And so we did that, and it's going to be another great one in Texas. And Eastern Washington, Tri-Cities, they treated me fantastically. Other colleges we hit up around that area, Gonzaga, like you mentioned, and no football team, so there's no football field to look at. Baseball field was all locked up. And pretty much the basketball arena was too, which was the thing I wanted to see the most, because
they're a basketball school.
Yeah, they killed it basketball. And I only got in because I saw a lady behind the doors at the ticket booth, which was inside, knocked on the window. She let the door open for me, and she said, you know, you have to have a badge to scan in, right? Which you have to have, like, a student ID everywhere to scan in. And I just ignored her and kept walking. I was like, that's cool.
If I knew you would have gone to Gonzaga, I would have told my nephew.
Oh, he does go there. He goes That's to right. Uh-huh. And
you met him a couple of times.
I have. And so checked it out. Didn't really get to, like, go all the way to the court because they had the gates down. But I was able to, like, reach my arm through and, like, take a picture. Then I knew as soon as I heard everyone saying, oh, yeah, Tri-Cities is on the east side of Washington. It clicked in my head. I was like, wait a minute. Isn't Eastern Washington the red football field over here? I looked it up. It was like an hour away. So I was like, dude, all I know is I got a red football field. Mm-hmm. I want to go. So we went, and the gate was wide open. I think they leave the track open for people to run if they want.
That's a cool track. Red,
yeah. Red field. And I went all the way to, like, the logo in the center of the field. I was like, dude, this is badass. So now I got to get myself to Boise State. It's the only other colored field I know, the blue football field. So I'm trying to make our way out there one day. I don't know. I have no reason to go to Idaho. So, but if there's a minor league team out there that wants me to throw a first pitch, that'd probably be the only reason. But
I think there might be a school with the black turf.
Turf? What?
Black turf, I think. It might be Idaho Vandals.
Seriously?
I think so.
A black football field. Black football turf. Let me see this. You're right.
Right? Vandals?
It is called a non-traditional color option. Most notable is SUNY Morrisville and Torino High School. Is there a flag? Man, I keep combining the words. Is there a black football turf in college football? Give it a second. Yes. Keeps giving me SUNY Morrisville.
Maybe it was that one.
Yeah, SUNY. Yeah, Art is correct. A black football turf. Dude, I feel like that field would just be unbelievably hot.
You think just night games, just 9 p.m.?
Well, I would, but one of the first pictures of people actually playing is a day game. Mm. Yeah. And also all the other pictures.
That's their fault.
Dude, that sun is just going to soak up that heat. Even on not hot days, it's going to be hot.
That's their decision.
That's crazy. But yeah, that was a fun trip overall. And we are going on another big trip, pretty much once a year, big international trip. So it'll be me, you, and T-Mobile headed to Machu Picchu,
Peru,
and many other countries or cities in Peru.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your first wonder of the world. Huh?
First wonder of the world. First country visited in South America. So love it. That'll cover North America, South America.
Europe. Asia
with Japan. So that leaves Africa, that leaves Antarctica, and that leaves, there's seven continents. We're blanking here.
North,
Europe, South. Asia, the Americas, Antarctica, Africa,
Australia.
Australia. The only one that's a continent and a country.
Yep.
Yeah. Australia, you know, that's an easy one. Then Africa.
Antarctica is going to be the hardest
one. Yeah, Antarctica is definitely going to be the hardest one. Just the restrictions and the rules just to go there, because nobody owns Antarctica. It's all shared between every country, I believe.
I have a friend that went there, and I was like, how was the Drake Passage? And
yeah.
She just said, it's gnarly.
Gnarly?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of...
Have you seen those waves, bro?
Yeah. What kind of rules did he have to go through? Like, was it like a bunch of restrictions and papers he had to sign, I'm guessing?
We didn't really talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
She just said that she went from the States to Argentina, like the bottom part of Argentina, and then hopped on a boat.
Hmm. Yeah, I imagine the travel to get to Antarctica is absolutely crazy. But Africa, that's one me and you have talked about, because we want to do like a safari trip.
Egypt counts as Africa.
Oh, it does. Egypt, you're right. And I do want to go to Egypt. So it's just some parts of Africa is really expensive, like from what we've looked at.
Yeah.
And that's why that is a continent we haven't hit up yet. And then Australia, you know, I'd love to go there at least one point in my life. Don't know when. It's kind of like Hawaii. I've still never been to Hawaii.
Australia seems easy.
Yeah, like it's just definitely across the ocean. Yeah, I think it's one of the longest flights is Australia. Mm-hmm. But hey, you got to do it while you're young.
Dude, I can't wait for this trip. Dude,
me too.
Can't wait for this trip. 10 days out there.
Hey, and for me, not as much for art, but in our group, we have, 30 girls, six guys.
And one guy is going with his girlfriend.
Aha!
So that leaves.
You won't be able to do anything.
So if you really think about it, it's four guys.
Yeah.
For
29. Oh. Yeah. Hey, that's 7 average. Hopefully, you know, maybe I find my boo. Maybe I do. Nobody's coming out of California, it seems like, on this one.
There's one girl.
One girl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I think it's northern.
Yeah, it seems like everybody that has talked in our group chat, a lot of people are either in Houston or going through Houston.
A lot of people are going through Houston.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just glad we don't have a connecting flight.
Straight through.
Straight.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that'll be nice and easy for me. I know Art's going to sleep on the flight the entire time.
Hey, I can sleep anywhere.
Hopefully, I forgot, T-Mobile's going to sit away from us, which means I'm just going to have to rough through it. Like, if I could talk to people on flights, it flies by for me, because then I'm not even paying attention to the time. Like, we just kind of like a podcast. Like, we just bullshit and talk about random stuff. Then, like, our flights to London and Paris with softball crew flew by for me, because there was always somebody awake, and I was just like, hey, let's talk, and we would talk. But yeah, once I'm just me, I'm like, oh my God. So,
bro, 30 minutes in, I'm knocked out.
Bro, can they give me whatever they give you at the dentist office? Like anesthesia? Knock me out, bro. Please. Because I can't sleep on a plane, no matter how hard I try. This guy will fall asleep 5 minutes in, and he'll wake up 20 minutes before we land.
Hey, we're almost there.
I'm like, oh, cool. You didn't even feel any of the effects of the flight. Nice.
And I'm rested.
You lucky. Lucky.
A lot of people are jealous of me.
But that's going to be a lot of fun, and there's definitely going to be a video. There's going to be a lot of cool moments that happen on that trip. We're going to Lima. We're going to Machu Picchu.
Cusco. There might be like another city or two.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's going to be right after Texas, pretty much. And then next year, we have a fun, big idea on how we're going to choose our trip for 2026. You want to tell them what that is?
Yeah, so it's called like a...
travel roulette.
Yeah. Like each person picks two countries.
Yeah,
you take it out of the hat or whatever.
Yeah,
like, okay, we're not going to Peru, we're not going to Brazil, we're not going to Japan, and then the last country, that's where we're all going.
Yeah, and we have 4 people committed so far.
I got like a couple other people in mind. That
so it's me, Art, and then our 2 friends, Leslie and Leslie.
Yeah. Leslie with an I and Leslie with an E.
Yeah, just an E or IE?
IE.
Okay, that's what I thought. So yeah, they're down, and
Leslie's actually in Brazil right now.
I saw. Yeah,
in Brazil.
And Chartreuse, I think we haven't even asked her, but I think she'll be down.
She's always down.
Yeah.
She's always down.
I think we should throw out the invite to Jasmine. I think it's a 50-50 shot with Jasmine. And she would definitely have fun no matter what, but it's just, will she do it? And then T-Mobile, I'm sure, would love to be interested.
Yuli,
our friend from Japan.
Yuli seems like she'd be down.
Yeah, I just met a girl in San Francisco who I told her this whole idea, and she was like, oh my God, that sounds like so much fun.
Christian and Emily,
our friends from Europe, yep.
Christian hit me up last time that he's down to travel.
Okay, so there you go. That'd be a lot. And my two countries that I will be contributing as of now, my mind could change. When do you plan on doing it? Like January? Like the start of the year?
No, like probably like November, bro.
Okay. Before the new year.
Yeah, before the new year.
Okay. So my two, and like I said, this could change before November, but currently I would say Egypt, which was never on my radar until you went there.
Bro, everyone wants to go to Egypt since...
Because you made it look so cool. I was like...
My brother, who doesn't like to travel far, is like, I want to go to Egypt. I was like...
Yeah, I do now, too.
It's still the coolest, like, wow factor that I've seen.
Okay. So, yeah, Egypt would be my first one. The pyramids, riding the camels, the ATVs through the desert. That looks so sick.
Yeah, it was.
And then my second one would be Greece. I have always loved Santorini. That's been like my number one spot since high school. Just seeing the pictures and
the blue domes.
And then it would be just like a Greece trip. It wouldn't just be Santorini, because I think I love the Europe vibe. Like our Europe trip, I loved like walking through those cities and just the areas we went to. And when you go to Greece, that's like a historic land of gods. Like the history of gods is there, especially like Athens. Like
Zeus,
man.
And Hades.
Like, I literally just watched Hercules like 2 days ago.
Oh.
And I've seen it, but I hadn't seen it in like 20 years.
The cartoon one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
So I was like, let me turn this on again. And now that makes me want to go to Greece even more. And I was like, I love that.
I'm down for those two places.
And that made me happy because I was like, he's already been to both. So,
but I'm down to go again. Yeah, that's how much I liked it.
So I would love to go there and do like Santorini. Athens,
Mykonos.
That's like the party spot, right?
Yeah. Like, I know there's certain people in our group that would probably be super happy to be there.
Yeah, I know Chartreuse. They were trying to go on one this year. Didn't happen, but
maybe next year.
And maybe next year if I get the lucky draw.
I think I got Iceland.
That one, I gave them like the biggest boost. I was like, yes,
Iceland, and then Brazil. I want to go to Brazil, bro.
Like if I was throwing in like five. Iceland would be in there. So as soon as you said Iceland, I was like, oh, yeah.
But here we go, top three. Top three sounds cool.
Yeah, top three. Yeah. And the Northern Lights, I want to see that so badly. And then your other one was where?
Brazil.
Okay. I want to
go to Brazil.
I don't know what goes down in Brazil. But, like, the thing with me is I feel like the ones I picked, I was like, immediately without even touching my phone, I know something I would do. Mm-hmm. But there's, like, some countries that, like, I don't even know what I'd do. Like, what do you do in Brazil?
It's just a vibe, bro. It's like just a beach vibe.
Yeah,
vibe.
It's just a vibe.
Beach vibe.
Yeah. I think that's just my personality. I think I like kind of like the historic traveling. Like you kind of like get to experience what's been around forever. Mm-hmm. So like pyramids, the Athens city, and stuff like that. I still like beach vibes, but I think in my personal way, I think I just have like those kind of trips over those. And then our other friends, they've already told you theirs, right?
Let's see. One said Belize.
One said Thailand.
South Korea. South Korea.
Yeah. Korea. South Carlos Korea. South
Hey, Korea. Screw Carlos Korea, yeah. By the way.
Yeah. Yeah, South definitely. Korea. He's back in the AL West. Yeah, I hate
screw
him.
That guy.
Yes. And then the other one, South Korea.
And then the other one said Thailand and Costa Rica.
Okay. I wonder what everyone else would say. I'm very intrigued. So that already is eight places. Well, actually, didn't two of them repeat?
Mine was going to be
South Korea, but you changed it. To Iceland. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hopefully there's no repeats, because I'd like it all to be different instead of boosting the odds for like
one person,
another place. People. Yeah. So I honestly, Chartreuse, she's been to Thailand, so I don't think she'll put Thailand in there. And then Jasmine, I don't really know. T-Mobile would definitely come up with some like interesting ones that I don't think anybody's thinking of. He just has that kind of mind.
I'd be down to go back to Japan if it meant somewhere else.
Yeah, Tokyo. Yeah. Like going to more cities?
Osaka, for Kyoto. Sure.
I've already said that. Like, I think I kind of want to go back for WBC, do one game in the Tokyo Dome, and then the rest of the trip, go to Kyoto, Osaka. So,
there's a beach side that too that looks pretty nice.
In Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okinawa?
Okinawa. That's one of the one of the ones that World War hit pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Okinawa and Hiroshima. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're sorry. I didn't do it, but...
I for sure didn't do it.
Yeah,
either.
Our didn't do it, but, you know, our country. Which, you know, which is kind of crazy. You think they would be kind of turned off by American tourists, but when we were there, it was...
They're the nicest people I've ever met. No,
literally. Literally. But, yeah, all great places. I'll be... I'll find something to be happy about no matter what we land on.
Whatever country lands, there's going to be one or a couple of people like, ah.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, the beach places aren't like my cup of tea particularly, but no matter what, I'll find something that I'll mm-hmm. be excited about for that trip. And I think we kind of hit a wall now. I'm trying to think of other stuff to talk about, and I'm kind of blanking at this point.
Hey, football season's back.
That is football season. Hey, I can't wait for you guys to see the September special, honestly.
That was a good game.
It was a lot of fun. There were a lot of funny moments. And a lot of people pulled up in different jerseys. It was like a rainbow. I was glad to see lots of colors and not just repeat. I thought there was going to be a lot of Rams. I'm not going to lie.
Rams, Raiders, Niners.
Yeah. And I honestly didn't have Chargers up there because I feel like all the Rams people choose Rams.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But off the top of my head, we had Seahawks. We had Falcons.
Browns.
Dolphins. Broncos. 49ers. Lions. Chiefs,
Rams, of course.
Rams, yeah, yeah.
Cowboys.
Yeah, there was a good mix of jerseys, and I was like, I like this.
Cardinals.
Oh, yes, Cardinals, you're right. So, yeah, USC.
USC.
Yeah. So I was very happy. And you know what I was so mad about when I got home?
Your kid showed up in a football helmet.
I know. Yeah. What I was so mad about, we forgot to take a group photo. Mm. And it would have been one of the coolest group photos because of all the different jerseys. But whatever. I mean, I can take footage from the huddle when my team was huddled and just screenshot that. And it'll be cool. It'll be a fun video. And not even lying, not even exaggerating, we have a tackle. We have a hurdle. We have jukes.
Someone got hit with the ball.
Oh, yes. Somebody got drilled with the ball. And, yeah, so it was a lot of fun, man. And I cannot wait for you guys to see it. And then the one after that is going to be the October special. So it's going to be costumes,
Halloween.
You're not going to want to miss it.
What do you think about people celebrating Halloween super early? Like, I know Disneyland already in August was dressing up the park.
Oh, you mean like how they – kind of like how also when Halloween ends, they don't even acknowledge Thanksgiving. They just skip right to Christmas.
Yep.
It's a little – I get it because it's like that time of year, you know. But like – as long as you're not trick or treating like the week before, but
I can't get into Halloween until October, bro.
Yeah, until October sounds about right. Yeah, I agree.
I know people are already decorating their house with Halloween stuff.
I'm not even thinking about it till October.
I was like,
not at all.
It was August 30th, and people were already putting up.
You've seen stuff up already?
Yeah,
I haven't. Damn, that's crazy. Do you have people in your neighborhood that like go up all out for Halloween?
Nah, bro. After 9/11, nah.
After 9/11?
Yeah, before 9/11, like, a lot of people used to, like...
Really?
Put things up there in their neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That didn't happen in my neighborhood.
No, we had a cool neighborhood.
In my old neighborhood, we had, like, three people that went all out. Like, their lawns were tombstone skeletons, decorations.
Spider,
yeah, like, big time. Mm-hmm. And we used to have a house nearby. It was actually my aunt and uncle's neighborhood. That went, like, when I say all out, they went, like,
all
crazy.
Out.
They would turn their house into a haunted house. So, like, a majority of it would be in the driveway and the front lawn, and then a part of it would go through, like, the living room. But they would make it a haunted house. And everyone knew about it in this city.
Everyone wanted to go.
Everyone would go every year. And then neighbors started participating and doing, like, mini haunted houses. And then the house caught on fire.
Oh.
Like, out of Halloween season.
Okay.
I was like, damn.
I remember in my neighborhood, there was one house I did not want to go into. It was that scary as a
really?
Kid.
Uh-huh. We had one. This guy gave out king-size bars, but he always answered the door with a snake, like a big snake around his neck. Yes. And I was like, oh, my God.
Homie's got a python, bro.
Dude, it was like one of those yellow and white ones. Uh-huh. And I was like, dude, what?
A boa constrictor?
Yeah. I was like, what the hell, man? But, yeah, I like Halloween season. It's fun. I like the spooky vibes.
It's crazy because as a kid, you like Halloween. And then you hit that like that age where like, oh, I'm too cool to
trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treat. Yeah. And then you kind of get back into Halloween.
I kind of want to do a prank where I try to go trick-or-treat just as an adult and see who gives me candy.
There is no rule.
There's no rule. There's no rule. There's a social norm, but there's no rule. And then I would just give away the candy, honestly, to other kids that are trick-or-treating. But do people even trick-or-treat anymore?
No, bro. Dude, like, at least not in my neighborhood. Like the last 2 years, in total, probably like 7 knocks.
Technology and social media has just taken that away. Like, kids, like, I can't imagine not living my childhood not trick-or-treating.
They don't know.
They don't. They really, like, I think we've, last year had maybe 3, 4, maybe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, growing up, you get, like, maybe close to 70 in a night.
Knock, 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 knock.
Literally, bro. And
do kids have, like, Halloween parties at school?
I don't know.
We used to have
we had Halloween parties when I got into high school. But I hope that tradition doesn't die and it's, like, considered
nostalgic.
You know what
would be a cool place to go during Halloween? Hmm. Salem.
Massachusetts?
Yes.
We have been to Salem.
We've been there. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I do like a spooky vibe. I do like the aura and the feel of Halloween.
You remember our ghost tour?
Oh, my God. Okay, I hated that. That was freezing. I took a walking ghost tour in Boston at like 30 degrees. Horrible idea. The only two that made it to the end was me and Chartreuse. And then everybody else met up with us later. That was, oh, my God. That was
Jeff
rough.
Said he needed to go to the restroom. I was like, oh, I'll make sure he's good. So I just went with him to stay warm.
Yeah, I'll make sure he pisses in the urinal.
That was freezing weather, bro.
It was bad. It was really bad. I don't know.
I didn't want to be the guy like, hey, can we not do this?
Yeah.
I don't want to be the party pooper.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that time of year, comparing it to like Christmas vibes, I like Halloween more. I like Christmas as a holiday better, but like the vibe and the feel, I like Halloween.
Do you have a costume in mind?
I think me and the Halo guys, I think we're just gonna dress up as foods,
like hot dog, different, yeah. Pizza.
John said he has a pickle costume. And you know, when it comes to the softball games, you don't want to go too crazy because you still have to play in it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, honestly, what if we were just all different foods? I was like, that'd be funny. I was like, you already got a pickle, I already have a banana, like I could literally like just do it like that. So I think I might just do a food.
I'm going to do pizza.
Pizza? Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
I've seen pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Because it is hard to play baseball in a costume.
I always account for that when I'm choosing my costume.
Like my first or second year, I got the dinosaur costume.
Yeah. Yeah, very difficult.
Yeah, cool costume.
Very difficult. Yeah, can't play in it. What have I played in? Homelander? That was really easy because that was just playing in clothes, basically.
Yeah.
I've been a prisoner. I've been, dude, ever since we started our Halloween specials, that's been in my mind. Prisoner, I just threw on the orange, you know, button up and was good to go. What else have I been? I am blanking hard. Homelander, the prisoner, a minion. I was a minion. That was easy. Yeah, I always think about what costume I'm going to wear because I need to play in it and I want to play good. So I can't wait. I love the dark feel, and honestly, I think it kind of explains because I also like dark fantasy. Have you seen that on TikTok?
No.
Dude, it's like this feel of like a medieval dark times, and I always get those TikToks. I'm like, dude, I would love to live in that. Like knight's armor going on like medieval adventures, and I'm like, dude, living in that kind of time must have been so badass. Like,
would you do like a haunted house?
Yeah,
like paranormal stuff.
Oh, like really? Like, actually,
yeah.
Haunted?
Like, yeah, yeah. Like, I know Cisco's a lot into that stuff.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm like,
Yeah. I've done some creepy areas. Mm-hmm. Like, there's an area called Black Star Mountain around here. You ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
So from what I was told, I can't confirm this, but from what I've been told, there used to be KKK meetings, like, way back in the old times. So apparently that still is in the area, like, not actually happening, but like the effects of those days. And also, apparently, and I think this one has some truth behind it because I've seen pictures, a school bus was going through Black Star Mountain for a bunch of children on it, fell off the side of the road, crashed, everyone died. And I do remember seeing the pictures. I do remember people being like, oh, if you hike like 5 miles in, you can find it. And yeah, it's a creepy area. We used to go hike it to freak ourselves out at literally like at 10 o'clock at night. And it's a walking path and a road and everything. Yeah. There's one cabin house when you walk far enough that is surrounded by electric fences. And there's one area that we would always stop at just because it got too freaky once we got there. You'd cross this bridge, you'd make a left, and then all the trees would start to like bend into like a tunnel. And we were like, nope, that was a turnaround.
I think I'd be a sissy, bro.
Bobby Knight Crosby would always want to do it with us, and they'd always back out. I think always I'd be right a sissy, before.
Honestly.
It's just that thrill.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like adrenaline, but like dealing with that paranormal kind of stuff, I'm like,
It could follow you.
Yeah.
It could. So we used to do that. I've done a Ouija board once, and it was like, we made it. We literally took like a cardboard piece, cut it the size of a Ouija board, and then drew all the things we needed on it, and used a medicine cup as the little thing. Till this day, I will still say I did not move it. I did not move it an inch. The other three people that did it with me swear by the same thing. I swear if anybody is lying and they just lied that day and
scared you guys?
Yeah, I'm going to be pissed. It was me, Bobby Knott Crosby, my friends Hannah and Haley. And we all swore we weren't moving it. So, yeah, pretty creepy. And from what we were told, Bobby Knott Crosby has a sister that passed away like immediately, like out of birth. Mm-hmm. Cremated her, and she had ashes in their garage. And we contacted his sister, apparently. So, yeah. We've done that. And then we looked up, how do you get rid of a Ouija board? And
what's the process?
We looked up, it said to burn it. And then throw it away. And then we saw other things that said, do not burn a Ouija board.
Oh, that would give me anxiety.
Yeah, but I mean, nothing bad has ever happened to me since. So, I think we're fine. They're all good. Hannah has a kid now, married. Haley has two kids. Okay. Bobby has a kid. I'm the only, am I the problem? I don't have a kid. But hey, I'm traveling, living a good life. So I think we all walked out of it fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a paranormal experience?
I've seen at my old job. I used to work at
a place. I know this one.
With the hangers?
Yeah.
So like there was like a little rail, nothing in front, nothing in the back. And
yeah.
They literally move from this side to this side by themselves.
Yeah, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
And the only ones I've had was the ones I just talked about. And then I was home by myself one day, and there's a Build-A-Bear in my brother's room. Only me at home. And the Build-A-Bear just starts going, roar! And I'm like, playing Xbox. I'm like, the hell? And I go in his room. It's just sitting at the front of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how the hell did that go off? So there was that. There was another time where I was sleeping over at Sweater's house, and all the windows were closed. It was freezing cold, and the blinds started like swaying. And I'm like, all right, how the hell is that happening? And all these windows are closed. And so I've heard some people say, oh, maybe it was the AC. You're telling me a window on this wall, and that wall were all affected by AC? No,
nah, bro.
Maybe one on the side the AC vent was on, but no way all three were getting affected.
Mm-mm.
And it was so unbelievably cold. So cold. And it was, you know, those memes where people say when you sleep over at your friend's house, this is the blanket they give you.
Yeah.
Dude, I was using couch cushions because he never gave me a blanket.
Damn.
And then he literally, in the middle of the night, it was so freaking cold that I didn't care. I took the blanket he was using off of him and used it for myself. And then he woke up in the middle of the night. He's like, you take my blanket? I'm like, dude, it's fucking cold, man.
So, survival of the fittest.
Yeah. Do what you gotta do. I was like, you got to stay warm for the first half. I'm staying warm for the second half. But, yeah, yeah. Paranormal is freaky fun. I was watching a channel called Sam and Colby for a while where that's all they do is ghost hunt. Mm-hmm. And there's some crazy shit that happens on channel.
I've seen some of those.
Like,
I don't know if it's the same one, but I've seen, like...
Yeah. I'm a believer, so I hate to be like, oh, that's fake, and they faked it.
I believe in ghosts.
Yeah. And there was one man... They went to the Conjuring house, and they had these two people there who were mediums, and apparently they found each other because when they hold hands, like, the strength of, like, the paranormal energy just gets stronger.
Isn't there a new one coming out?
A new what?
Conjuring.
A new, yeah?
Because I saw it today on Twitter that...
Yeah, the final one.
Some guy was watching it, and he got possessed.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Conjuring the Last Rites. Mm-hmm. It's the last one of that series. But, yeah, these two mediums, they speak to the dead. And apparently when they skin-to-skin touch, for some reason it's stronger. And they can hear, like walking around when they're doing that. And they communicate with them by the alphabet. So they'll literally be like, okay... We're going to spell out this sentence. So she'll go A, B, C. And then when it's the letter the spirit wants, it goes. So she'll be like A, B, C. Be like, C? C. And then they'll do it. So they were talking with one of the YouTubers and spells out the name of who the spirit is. It was his grandma. And then it said something that like only his grandma would know. And he started breaking down crying. He's like, nobody should know that. Only she would know that. And I was like, dude, that is freaky.
Dude, if I ever heard in my house, I'd be...
Dude, it was like, you could hear like what room they were walking into. You could hear like... And then like, you could hear like above from the upstairs and then going down, like down the stairs and then coming into the room. And then you could hear like walk up right next to you. Like, oh, they're here. Yeah. So... I love it. I love watching that stuff. But, yeah, man. Podcast. We ran an episode for y'all. So.
Special edition.
Hope you enjoyed. Don't know when I'll be back again. But, you know, the channel's still up. You guys still subscribe. You guys still follow. I do appreciate that. And I'm not going to ever delete it. I mean, I hope there's a plan for the podcast to reach its full potential. Somewhere in the future. But for now, if you want to keep up on journeys, I'm definitely going to be always on my main channel, Austin Kleschka. You guys can see vlogs of many, many, many fun things.
You got a lot of vlogs coming up pretty soon.
Coming up, and you can binge watch. There's so many cool things I've done, which I'm not going to lie. I feel like go unappreciated by the audience and the viewing. And hey, there's a ton you can go check out. WrestleMania. Refereeing a midget wrestling match.
You got hit.
I got hit?
You got hit with the little metal thing.
Oh, that was two Micromanias again. Okay. It's up there. See it next to the Seahawks helmet? Okay. Yeah. Kayaking in McCovey Cove. Like, there's so many cool things on the channel that I want to share with all of you, and I want them to reach a bigger audience. So go check them out. Hype up your boy. You can follow along with all of our journeys that we'll be taking on our Instagrams. We definitely love posting in the moment when we're on fun travels or adventures. 21AGM.
21AGM.
Super simple for Art's Instagram. Just 21AGM. Easy. Like the letters. A is in apple. G is in giraffe. And M is in mother. 21AGM. I know he'll be posting whenever he's traveling. I'll be doing the same. Mine is the same name as my main channel, just with a space. Mm-hmm. Austin, no space, sorry, on my Instagram. Austin Kleschka. I know I got a hard last name to spell, but...
If you put Austin K, you probably pop up
anyway.
I
think it's either Austin K or Austin KL at this point, and it usually pops up. But yeah, it'll be on Instagram, anything we do. I'm always going to be promoting, because that's one of my pet peeves, is when I do go somewhere... And then immediately when I post all the content from when I get back,
you should have told me.
I had one on the kayaking video literally like yesterday. Let me find it. I was like, dude, I promoted it. That, like, if you get upset that I went somewhere and you didn't know, that's on you. I promoted it.
Every day.
Right here in all caps yesterday. I didn't know you were coming to my city. You think you don't keep up.
You got to follow. You got to subscribe. You got to press the like.
Yeah. So if you are listening, listen. Texas, this coming weekend, first pitch, September 7th, Sunday. There you go for the Texas people.
Game starts at 1 Texas time.
Yes, it does. Day game. If you happen to live in Peru, that would be cool if we have a Peru viewer. If you see us out there, we're going to Peru.
We'll probably be there a couple hours before game time on Sunday.
Yes, for sure. So. For sure. I want the full experience of whatever they offer. And, yeah, if we're in, you can always say hi to us. We do get a handful of fans that always kind of stare from a distance, and they're like...
Or the ones that stare from, like, a while...
Dude, like sections away.
Spidey!
Or that, yeah. But, yeah, we don't bite, man. All we ask is, if you do... You can say hi. That's fine. We will definitely take a picture. That's also fine. We'll sign whatever, as long as it's not inappropriate.
Pictures.
But, like, we are there to spend the game with the people we came to that game with. So, mind our time. We'll mind your time. Just respect. That's all. Simple. We love meeting you guys, but at the end of the day, keep it respectful. And that's all we ask. So, yeah. Thank you.
Texas is going to be fun, bro.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to throw a strike. I'm going to keep saying it, so I keep manifesting it, and it happens. And like this, let us know your thoughts about the podcast. I mean, coming back randomly, reconnecting with our ex. any plans you can think of, any ideas, let us know. Subscribe here. Subscribe on the main channel. Follow the Instagrams.
Listen on Spotify,
Apple Spotify Music. And Apple. Yeah, I'm so out of routine with the podcast. And yeah, so we'll see you in the future whenever that is. We'll see you in the next one, I guess, because I don't have a date. So yeah, we'll see you in the next one.
Yes, sir.